Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is Gregory Stevens. Well, Thanksgiving is in the rearview mirror, and 2025, begin to make decisions now, not New Year's resolutions, book decisions. What am I going to do in 2025? What are my decisions to serve God? Yes. What are my decisions concerning His Word? Am I going to spend more time reading the Word and listening to CDs that build faith? Amen. Am I going to remain in a church like Gloria says, it's hazardous to your health because everything's passed away? Well, let me tell you what you do. Pass away out of that church. Just move out. Like someone said, Grandma taught it and we bought it. This is life to those that find it. Proverbs chapter 4. And health to their flesh. It says medicine to their flesh. Yes. My Word, the Word of the living God. It is His bond.
Yes. That's right.
It is His bond. That's the reason it's Holy Bible. Amen. Blood covenants. From Genesis 1, and you get to Malachi, and it says, end of the prophets. Matthew, chapter 1. Glory to God.
Amen.
That's the way the book is built. Father, we thank You yes. and we praise You. Thank You for the things that You did for me in 2024. And I praise You and worship You for it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank You for 2025, because it's right here. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And Christ Mass.
Yes.
The celebration of the Anointed One and His anointing. Mm-hmm. And we're so blessed in Jesus' name. I strongly suggest that you don't run up a big credit card bill buying Christmas presents. Mm-mm. Well, what about my children? Well, we were $24,000. I was $24,000 in bad debt. So, we called the children in, and we told them, this is what we're doing. So don't expect all that much for Christmas. Because by the end of the year, we're going to be debt free. Amen. We said it. So John got a little can of firecrackers about that big. And Kelly got a little doll. That was it. But November of that year, we were debt free.
Praise God.
By faith. And God told us. And so, we built then our lives on that. And that's a testimony within itself. But now, let's go to Ephesians once more. Verse 16, first chapter. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Well, I know, Mr. Brother Paul, what it's like, because I write a partner letter every 30 days, and I make mention of my partners in my prayers.
Yes.
But I have an advantage, sir, that you didn't have. Mm. I have their pictures in my study floating through my study. Glory to God. I can stand there and look. I want to see what's on the bookcase behind him, you know. And their pictures are about this big. And I can just stand there and pray and worship and follow their faces through there. Now, if you think that's not a blessing of the Lord, glory to God. Amen. But now, the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, the dunamis, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come, and hath put all names under his feet, and all things and names under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. There's the authority delegation right there.
There's your orders.
Yes, sir. He put it under our feet. Now, this is a letter. It doesn't take long to read a letter. So just read the letter over and over and over. Read 1 John over and over and over. And if you really want to have a good time, read the book of Revelation over and over. Well, let's see, does that really... Hey, forget it. Except to remember one thing. There was a red horse and a black horse and a pale horse. No, it was a green horse. And that's the colors of Hamas.
That's right.
Prophesied right there. Yeah, glory to God. I told you this is in the book. And then it says, the end.
Oh, my goodness. Revelation.
Yeah. New heaven, new earth, the end.
That's Iran's colors, that's Hezbollah's color, and that's all of them.
Yeah. Wow. Green.
Red and black.
Wow. Let's go back to this. Chapter 3. Well, you can't just start for this cause. Let's back up in chapter 2. Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. He is our peace. Mm-hmm. He is. He is our peace. He is our shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. He is that peace. He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ. Abolished in his flesh the enmity and the law of commandments contained in ordinances, to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. He's the Prince of Peace.
Preached it. came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. Through him, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. Now, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly joined together grows unto a holy temple of the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. For this cause, I, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, have you heard of the dispensation of grace given to me to you ward? If you have heard. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. The good news, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by effectual working of his power. Remember, he persecuted the body of Christ.
Yes, he did.
He was on his way to Damascus to get letters to persecute. He thought this is a cult, and God literally knocked him off his horse to the ground. And he was blind by the glory. And he looked up and said, "Who are you, Lord?" That's the shortest
salvation prayer
on record. "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, who you persecute." And in a vision, a man called Ananias. Then the Lord said, I'm paraphrasing, "You go minister to him." And he said, "I don't know whether I want to do that or not." No, he said, "I will show him all the things he must suffer for my name's sake." Now, what was the reason for that? The first covenant was proven over centuries of time. This new one had to be proven in the field. He was shipwrecked. He was beat. He fought wild beasts at Ephesus.
That's right.
He was whipped over and over again, put in jail. He proved it out. And we have his writings. Yes. His letters to the church.
There's a simplistic way to say this, but I tell the Bible college students that Paul is your Moses.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
That he's going now. Yes. God arrested Moses by a burning bush. He did this with a light.
Yes.
And now he's going to be your deliverer to bring you into this covenant. And that's what all of this is about, Ephesians 1, 2, and 3. It's vital. I don't know how to get this across to you. It's so vital.
Oh.
That Jeez. Your identity and your faith be in your position, your present position.
Yes.
It's vital. You won't be able to operate in the blessing. You won't be able to operate in it any way.
And let me tell you, radio and television always listen to something else. The moment that Ananias laid his hands on him.
Yeah.
And he began to speak with other tongues, the scales fell off of his eyes. This great apostle would later say, do not forbid to speak with tongues. Don't do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, listen, that just speaks volumes to me.
Yes.
The moment he spoke with other tongues, the scales and blindness fell from his eyes. And he could see. Well, the moment that happened to me, the moment that happened to me, and I was headed back to Little Rock, and I said, Lord, I'm going to say some of those words again. You can tell I wasn't old-time Pentecost. And I don't know what all I know about this, but if there's anything to it, anoint it. I said, yeah, I'm going to about this. Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to talk to these people here in a minute. I can see the lights of Little Rock. You're going to have to do something to mirror their ears. One, and I said, Little Rock approach control, and I thought, well, that worked. Think of that. Got on the ground. I mean, I blessed the airplane. I blessed that thing. I mean, I laid hands on it. I didn't know what I'd done. But it sure was good. And all of a sudden, the Bible just did this.
Yeah.
I thought, that's what they've been talking about. Glory to God.
See, Paul thought he was Saul. He was Saul. Saul of Tarsus thought he was doing God's work.
Yes, he did.
Because he knew this, every time we go chasing after other gods, Brother Copeland, we go into captivity, and if we allow these Christians, these people in the way, if we allow that to happen in Israel, we'll go into captivity again, we'll lose our temple. And so he thinks he's doing that work. But what he doesn't realize is he's fighting against the very God he claims to be serving. And so he has that moment. God took one of the best when he chose Saul of Tarsus. Mm-hmm. And he's righteously, just like Moses. Moses, he's a deliverer. And what did he do? He slays the Egyptian. He's delivering an Israelite.
That's right.
Doing it by the flesh.
That's right.
And Paul asked for orders. He asked for letters to be given to him to go to Damascus. You received orders. You received a piece of paper and a folder or whatever it was. That was your orders in the military.
Yes.
All of these letters and these epistles back here, that's our orders.
Yes, it is.
We've been given letters like our orders, and we've been commissioned. And you were showing me a verse over in Timothy that describes Jesus, every bit of his, what he came on earth to do. And that's what Paul's talking about in these prayers in Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 3. And it's vital that we keep our faith in our letters, in our covenant.
Mm. Now, Greg, look there. Chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made unto the sons of men. Come on down. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of the saints in his grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the ministry or their part of the mystery, which from the beginning, let me read it. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now get this. To the intent that now unto the principalities and power in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Mm. Hallelujah. Glory to God, the manifold wisdom of God. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, to be strengthened with dunamis by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know, to have intimate relationship with the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the dunamis that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, in the world without end. Amen.
Amen.
My God. I'm in that prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we believed on Jesus through their words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he is praying for us.
Glory to God.
Be renewed by the spirit of your mind, he will say in chapter 4 of that, and put on the new man. That's something we have to put on.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, that's Jesus, justified in the spirit, that's when he was raised from the dead, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
That's 1 Timothy chapter 3.
There it is.
Verse 16. That's the entirety of Jesus right there.
That's it right there. Then you go to the book of Hebrews and it seals it. Glory to God. Did we leave anything out?
Peter will say in 2 Peter 1, be established in this present truth. Yes. That's what you're talking about.
Oh. Hello, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, we give you thanks.
We praise
and we
your name.
Worship you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We bless and praise you with all of our hearts. We magnify your name. We're seated in heavenly places with you. And this scripture says, here men die, receive tithes. But there he receives them, of whom is a witness he lives forever. You know that I am a joyous tither and thrilled giver. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving our tithe and setting it before the Father and worshiping him with it. And our givings of offerings. And Gloria and I began, as you know, with literally nothing. And we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Now for the abundance of all.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.
Larry, I just wanted to cut in on this close and tell everyone what happened at the end of that broadcast with Brother Copeland. Mm. As you saw, he began to pray, but more happened after we went off the air. he got caught into the spirit. He began to have an open vision before him. And I was fine. He grabbed my arm, but when he caught hands with me, I sensed the power and the anointing. There was a healing anointing in the room. There was anything that you have need of, it was available at that moment. I haven't seen something like that or experienced something like that since my days back with Kenneth Hagin. And it happened on the broadcast that you just watched. I wanted to jump in and tell people, expect to receive from that anointing today. Thanks for letting me interrupt. Bless
Thank you.
You
so much. Thank you, Professor Greg. Amen. Listen, partners, you need to receive that anointing in your life today. Expect to be led by the Holy Spirit and be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding for every part of your life. Brother Copeland is called to preach and teach faith. And when you partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you're connecting with a ministry that specializes in using their faith. Today is offering day, and we want to give you an opportunity to sow into the Word of God that you've heard this week. Galatians chapter 6, 6 through 9 are our foundation scriptures. Let him who is taught in the Word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. But whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. As you sow your financial seed into KCM, we believe for the good return in Mark chapter 4, verse 20. These are the ones who sow on good ground, who hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold, and that's your harvest today. Let me pray over your offering. Lord Jesus, you are the high priest and the apostle of our confession. You are the Lord of our harvest. In your hand is the ability to make great and to give strength unto all. For all riches come from you, and you reign over all. And in your name and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower today. And I decree the abundant harvest be made manifest according to your faithfulness and the power of the word to increase them more and more to the overflow. Amen.
Go to church this weekend. Find it, and worship God. And we'll see you next week. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Greg Stevens, and all of our class, reminding you again that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Yes,
so give him a praise.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.